Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you in this new year, and the new year promises to perhaps bring a new beginning, but we first have to take stock of where we're at so we can plan to adjust accordingly. And we're going to talk a lot in the next couple of days about factors that predict civil war and elements of successful and unsuccessful civil war. Now, let me say this from the beginning. I am not in favor of insurrection against the government. Oh, that doesn't mean that this administration is going to get my cooperation. It's not. I am advocating a different path, which is peaceful and spiritual. So that's my bias going in. Now, you don't have to have that bias. That's completely understandable. I never tell people what they should or should not think or say. I just ask that you not misquote me. Some people like to come on here and they'll pick out one small thing, exaggerate it into something else, and make that the focal point and miss the entire point and really make up a lie about yours truly. That does irritate me. On a professional level, I want disagreement. We need to be talking about the best way to handle the subjugation that we're going through. One of the things that we're going to need to do is to form a parallel economy. And this is why I represent Noble Gold. Noble Gold can get your retirement out of the bank. And by the way, when you do it, they're going to give you this beautiful, beautiful coin. And you'll see it when you go to DaveHodgesGold.com. But that's not why you do this. You do it because the banks under Dodd-Frank can steal your money, and that includes your retirement, your safety deposit box. Everything you have connected to the bank is theirs because they've declared you to be an unsecured creditor. We're going to help you, and we're going to do it inexpensively, and we'll do it to your benefit. You'll control your assets. The banks and the government will not. Let me send you a free information packet. DaveHodgesGold.com is where you go, DaveHodgesGold.com. Or if you feel the sense of the urgency of the hour, call them at 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Let me tell you, the only way you're going to escape what's happening to us is to be in a parallel economy. And you need to start that now. People say, what does that mean? Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools, etc. And gold can preserve your wealth while the dollar gets debased. Something will replace it, but you'll have the gold stored, and gold holds its value. It has for 6,000 years. By the way, the FTC wants me to tell you that anytime you do anything related to investments, that things can happen and that past performance cannot predict future performance. We agree with that warning. Although I'll tell you this, I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 5 years for a reason. 877-646-5347. We'll talk a lot about parallel economy, but not in this particular piece. It will be the ultimate answer, but I want to talk to you about factors that predict civil war. And there's been a lot written on that, but I'm going to go right to the heart of the matter. I'm going to go to an element of the U.S. government that really isn't part of the government anymore, hasn't ever been really, and that's the CIA. They conducted a study in 2016 in which they identified nearly 40 factors that are associated with civil war. But they found two factors that were always predictive of civil war. You're going, whoa. Two? Only two? Yes. Let me go through them. One is a term they made up. It's called an anacrasy. It's where a country used to be a democracy, and they have elements of that democracy left, but they've evolved into an authoritarian form of government. And it's more authoritarian and duplicitous justice than it is universal justice, as we would expect to find in a true democracy. The US has had its democracy downgraded three times. And we're now classified as an anacrasy. Now, it's really interesting when you look at an anacrasy, because what they get into is the second reason. What caused things to change? Well, the power group in the country doesn't matter what country, has been replaced. They have lost power. And there is a war on those people. Sometimes the war is financial. Sometimes it's violent. Sometimes it's political. Sometimes it's a combination of all of them. We have elements of all three. The violence, the worst of it's yet to come. We'll soon find out why we're importing terrorists intentionally into this country. So we are an anocracy. That is the number one associated factor with a civil war. Well, who's the displaced group? That's the second factor. The power base gets replaced. Well, the power base happens to be white people. America has been predominantly a white nation. And the term given by the left is it's white privilege. You can make an argument for that more so in the past than in the near and past and in the present, not as much today, certainly. But we see a war on white people. I've seen judicial decisions saying that we're hiring a non-white over a white, and it's exclusively that way because. And we saw, you know, it's basically white male too. But we saw this with Biden when he announced Kamala Harris. Before he announced her, I'm going to nominate a female vice president. Like, that's the most important factor. The fact that it has to be female and of color. What does that have to do with a talented number two, which she is certainly not? Nothing, has nothing to do with it. Here's the summary of the second associated feature of a civil war. It's identity politics versus ideology. It's not Democrat versus Republican, liberal versus conservative, atheist versus religious. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about identity. In Nazi Germany, it was the Jews. In America, it's primarily white males. This is where the attack has been from the left. And inclusive in that is to tear apart what that particular group had built. And what it had built was strong family unit, consistent justice. We don't have any of that anymore. We don't have any of it. They've introduced CRT into our schools to further identity politics. The other side actively wants to promote a civil war. And I'm saying this directly right now. The Biden administration is purposely trying to provoke a civil war. There's a war on white people. I'll give you an example. When Biden first came into power, okay, the government made very inexpensive, in some case, interest-free loans available, but whites could not apply. Do you remember that? This is what I'm talking about here. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're promoting an overturn of this country by having anocracy. This group gets justice. This group doesn't. You can go into a white-owned business and you can rip off $999 before the authorities may or may not do something to people. And we have seen injustice in high numbers. But the injustice is always related to the power base, or what was the power base. And immigration is a war on that power base. It's deculturizing. Oh, I'm not against immigration. Listen, I'm the son of immigrant family members on my dad's side of the family. But it has to be done the right way. There has to be an assimilation. There has to be an acculturation. And there is not. There's not at all. It's the opposite. You don't have to speak English. No, you can vote. And you can walk across the border illegally, and we'll pay for you at taxpayer expense. It's a war on the culture. Now, what I'd like to see really is a democracy where it's inclusive for everybody. Everyone gets the same rights all the time, every time, one standard set of rules. But that, unfortunately, is not what it is. The white people and white males and add-in Christians will soon become the Jews of Nazi Germany. And I mean that in every sense of the word. Slavery was wrong. the treatment of Mexican migrants working on farms was wrong. Cesar Chavez was right. Martin Luther King was right. And yet we're repeating the history, phase three. And then let's not leave out Native Americans. That was wrong. But what we're looking at right now, ladies and gentlemen, is a furtherance of that divide and conquer mentality. And that's why we're seeing what we're seeing. Can't be MAGA, can't be America First. It's all been criminalized. If you say that we need orderly immigration, you're a racist. You can be deplatformed. You could be fired from your job. And in some cases, you can even be jailed. We have the predictors of civil war, and it's not what I want. I don't advocate for it. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up. Like us. Make sure that you're a member of what we do really well, the Common Sense Show .tv, where we explore the critical issues of the day. Did you know that the average American only has enough food on hand to feed their family for about 2.5 to 3 days? Those figures come from DHS, FEMA, and it hasn't changed. And you noticed we're starting to see warnings that make sure you have 3 days of food. Sometimes they say 2 weeks. I can never get the amount. What I'm telling you is you can't have enough storable food because the times we're entering into, and in this particular piece we're going to talk about in this segment, we're going to talk about the war on your food and why it's happening. Now, I'm going to get right to the heart of the matter here, and it's this. You need to have storable food. You need to have food that's going to last for a long time. I don't mean a week, a month, a few cans of beans in your pantry. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about storable food, and some of it you better learn to hide because this administration is going to go after anything that promotes independence outside their system of communist control. So what do? Well, you go to preparewithdave.com, and what you'll find is you get restaurant quality food. Yes, I could live on this. Hopefully, I won't have to, but I'm ready. You also have 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day because you're eating to survive. You're not eating to lose weight. And also, you have lots of diversity in the food. The problem with buying from the grocery store is you buy the same thing, you'll get sick of eating it. And the research tells us that you'll even starve to death. So don't do that. You need to go to preparewithdave.com. Great discount available right now, limited time. Preparewithdave.com. Get into the parallel economy while you still can. Why is there a war on food? Well, one thing is when we look at all the discussion that's going on right now about civil war, and it's going on like crazy. I'm hearing civil war being discussed from politicians. I'm shocked. The media, even the mainstream media, is mentioning this. And I'll say this again for the record. I'm going to say it every time I bring up the topic. I do not favor a kinetic civil war. Oh, I favor a civil war politically, ideologically, spiritually, morally. Yes, absolutely. But a real hardcore civil war, I do not favor that because we can't win. One of the reasons we can't win is because of the food supply. The old saying is armies move on their stomach. Well, if you have a civil war, you've got two opposing armies. And I will tell you right now that you're going to be opposed like crazy by the United Nations because Obama, before he left office with John Kerry, signed an agreement with the United Nations called the Kigali Principles. It's a treaty that's illegal as hell, bypassing the Senate, in which they would have had to pass it by a two-thirds vote. And they said, oh, if we have trouble in a country, we'll call on the 28 member nation states that belong to the Kigali Principles, and they'll come in with their military and put down any problem, or they'll facilitate medical martial law, whatever the issue of the day is. And who gets to call it? The chief executive, the president. So it'd be very difficult to win. If we go into civil war, we'll lose. I'm going to cover that in a later piece. You don't want a civil war. But the major reason why is because we don't have the food supply. The food supply is under terrible attack right now. Did you know that 40% of the farms today are owned by people that are over the age of 65? And the new IRS tax regulations make it nearly impossible to pass along wealth to the family. It's been said farmers are cash poor, but capital rich. In other words, the equipment's expensive. Well, there's all kinds of capital gains tax now on this capital equipment, and a lot of people just simply can't afford. So what are they doing? They're selling to the bank. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me be more accurate. They're selling to BlackRock. Chinese are buying up our farm unrestricted in most areas. So here's our enemy buying into our food supply. And another person who I consider to be our enemy is Bill Gates. And he's the biggest individual landholder of farms in the United States. And he does not have your best interests at heart. Neither do the Chi-Coms. This is very, very serious what's happening. The foreign aspect of farm. Now, what are they going to do with these farmers? Well, we're kind of going through a second industrial revolution, actually a third. In the last industrial revolution, people left the farms for stable employment and factories. They moved to the cities. In this one, it'll be similar. People will be leaving the farms, but they'll be forced into smart cities. And we're going to actually do a piece on that in the next couple of days, talking about how that forced relocation is going to happen. It won't necessarily be at the barrel of a gun. It'll be for economic reasons. But we're looking at the fact that farms will, to the most part, will no longer be privately owned. They'll be institutionally owned and strongly managed by climate change policies of this administration that will prevent things like nitrates from the fertilizers, cutting crop yield, or not growing crops at all, just occupying the land and turning them into the old Agenda 21 map that we saw with the wildlands, right? Where vast amounts of rural land is uninhabitable and food is not being grown. Of course, they have bugs, they have aquatics, they have plants. And if you keep coming to this channel, you're going to find how I'm going to be connecting the dots. Because it took me a while to say, okay, this fact over here is related to this fact over here that's related to this fact here. And the light came on for me. And for some of you, I'm sure the light's come on already, but it hasn't. If you see these as disparate variables, disparate entities of influence, you won't if you keep coming here. It's all connected, folks. Let me just give you a couple of examples right now. The government has already announced the fact that they want you off farmland. The Biden administration has something called the 30-30 plan. And that means 30% of the land of the United States will be vacant by the year 2030. So they admit right there, they want farmers off their land to create this 30-30 plan. By the way, it doesn't stop there. It goes to the 50-50 plan. And this is all public information, people. This is not conspiracy theory stuff. This is stuff that's in writing from the Biden administration. They want 50-50, 50% of the land vacant by 2050. This is just beyond the pale. I mean, it's absolutely insane what's going on. And also, there's further war on food. Now, right now, the gas prices are down because we're in an election year. And if gas had gone to $7, $8, $10 a gallon like it was headed towards, there wouldn't be a Democrat that could get elected. So right now they've caused a pause in the policy. But trust me, as soon as this election's over this year, those gas prices are going to escalate. What's that going to do to food inflation? Did you know that 82% of Americans last year dipped into savings or retirement accounts to pay for essential expenses like mortgage, rent, and food? Did you know that? This is how serious this is. And then we get into the fact that in your food processing plants, they keep raising the minimum wage, and that makes your food more expensive. So your shipping costs are more expensive. You're cutting down on nitrates and fertilizers, so your crop yield is less. We're trying to block the sun through cloud seeding. Bill Gates openly talks about this. We want 18% less sunlight. Well, that means about 18% less crop yield, too, Bill. Who's going to feed our people? Exactly. And then there's the carbon capture programs going on against farmers. Have you heard about this one? I reported this when I was over on YouTube, and I think it's important I bring it back out again. I've talked to people at the American Thinker about this. I've talked to a couple of lobbyists about this, and they're powerless to stop it. The Biden administration, through local authorities, is declaring eminent domain on certain sections of farmland in an eight-state region, mostly in the breadbasket. No coincidence there. And they come in and they can dig a trench up to 90 feet deep. They're imperiling the water supply because they're putting carbon capture in there. There's been leakages into the water supply. They put it too close to the homes. These are toxic chemicals that endanger health. And this is called the carbon capture program. And the farmers don't get compensated for this. Oh, it's all in the name of saving the planet. Yeah, okay. But don't people still have property rights? Oh, I forgot we're an anocracy right now. We've been downgrading our democracy. We're now graded as an anocracy, part democratic, part authoritarian. And the part authoritarian says, you own your land until we say you don't, because we have a higher purpose for it. And this is what's happening to farmers. And the sheriff comes on with these people that come on and dig up their farmland, many of the times right in the middle of their fields, hurting crop yield. And they dig these massive trenches, and these people don't get compensated. And they're told by the authorities, if you say a word, you're going to jail for obstruction of justice. And they're finding corrupt judges all over the Midwest that are allowing this to happen. I would suggest you look this up. The carbon capture program. Isn't it interesting? You'll find no stories on this whatsoever in the mainstream media. None. And yet, this is official government policy that's in print. But the average person won't dig deep enough to find out that this is going on to farmers. What do you think this is going to do to food prices? What do you think it's going to do to the food supply? And then, a real popular theme, as I've said, is the subject of civil war. Well, Valley Forge almost collapsed the American Revolution because they didn't have enough food. People were eating their boots, and I'm not making that up. We wouldn't have enough food to fight the war. This is one of the reasons why I oppose civil war. Also, I oppose it too on other grounds. But the reality is this, ladies and gentlemen, there's a war on your food. It's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. And we're going to have to find alternatives, which is why I go back to storable food. You need it. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks so much for joining us. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us in this segment. And in this segment, we're going to be discussing, is there really a white hat military that's going to come in and attempt to save the day? Are they working behind the scenes for our benefit? Are they going to be the true American heroes that in 2024 restores this country to a constitutional republic? Some of you are already thinking, Dave, why are you eating that pie in the sky? Some of you are saying, Dave, I've heard the same thing. Well, I don't profess to have all the answers on this, but I have quite a bit. I know a lot about what's going on in terms of this issue, but I will also talk about limitations and why you better hope that this is true. I don't think it's our last hope. I think it's our next to last hope, and we'll get into that as well too. Anyway, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. Do you know that the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says that they can take your money whenever you want? You have been declared since 2010 to be an unsecured creditor with regard to your banking assets. Your bank can cushion their fall by taking your retirement, IRA, 401k. They can take everything else that they want. You go, you got to be kidding me. I'm not kidding you. They can take everything, and you don't get a dime. And there will be no bail-ins for you. There will be no reduction. I think it'll just be all or nothing. So, can I encourage you to call Noble Gold to talk to them and say, hey, I've heard you on Dave Hodges, the Common Sense Show, and he said that you guys can save my retirement and put it under my control. Yeah, that's right. We can. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 5 years after advertising for six. I am so pleased with what they do. Give them a call, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. FTC required phrase, all investments carry an inherent risk and past performance cannot indicate future expectations. We agree with that. Too bad they didn't make FTX do that, but we are happy to comply. But I will tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be secure going forward, you want to preserve what you've earned, you got to make that call, 877-646-5347. All right, White Hat Military. I have talked to people, one person in particular, that has talked to several base commanders as a function of their operation in the military. And they told me that many of them are not going along with Biden should we really go to war. They'll move towards their own battlefield discretion, and they will not follow him into the path of destruction. And they do believe that. In fact, I'll tell you what really set a lot of people off in the military establishment. The Chinese balloons, and plural, not one. There wasn't one. There were several. Some people say eight, some people say six, but there wasn't one like the mainstream lying media will tell you. And they flew over sensitive facilities. They were measuring our capabilities and our nuclear facilities. And this infuriated many. But there is a further notion here that within the military, there are white hats that are going to save the day. Now, there's some ridiculous stuff out there right now. Let me give you one that's just absurd. Katie Hobbs, the reprobate, illegal, unconstitutional, criminal governor of Arizona, has been hanged at Gitmo, and a body double took her place. Please. Please. There are people that just have too much time on their hands that they can make up crap like this. But I will tell you, I don't think she'd be a high value target, but I do believe she could be a target if a white hat move against this government were to take place. Now, to the FBI, before you kick my door in, I don't have any specific information, but I do talk to people that say there are military leaders that have had enough. And they do command men who will follow them. Is there going to be a white hat military counter coup to the coup that took over this country? Perhaps. My good friend Scotty Saxon, we're involved in a radio deal together, and we're going to be talking about that a lot. I'll have him on the show. But Scotty and I talk, and he's really well connected in this movement. And he says, Dave, this is the real deal. And I'm hearing it too from one of my contacts and friends for a long time, former general. He says his people are telling him that there's rumblings, but rumblings aren't actions. And I want to give you an example of the last time there was a military coup in this country designed to take down an illegitimate government. And you're saying, what are you talking about? I'm talking about Benghazi, Admiral McKinnon, General Hamm. They knew Ambassador Stevens was in trouble. They also knew that Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, refused to give him the extra protection he requested. Only had four bodyguards. He wanted a company of Marines, and that's what he needed at Benghazi. The distress calls came out. Panetta, Obama, the rest of them said, "We're ordering you to ignore." Now, if Christopher Wray, FBI director, had been around at the time, he probably would have leaked this information to Congress. Oh, that's a story. I'm setting you up for a tease for tomorrow. But he wasn't. The reality is this. The ambassador was set up to be murdered because what he knew, he was a CIA operative, and he knew about child sex trafficking, gun running, particularly connected to the Clinton Foundation, and they wanted him gone. They were an election year. This stuff was beginning to leak out. I'd heard rumblings of it. And they wanted him to be a victim of terrorism, and they could use that crisis. Never let a good crisis go to waste, said Rahm Emanuel. They wanted to use that crisis to further tighten down on these police state security apparatus taking over this country. So he was set up to be killed. Hamm and McKinnon, Carrier Task Force 3 commander. It's such a high-level position, it requires congressional appointment. General Hamm was the head of AFRICOM at the time. Now, he's played ball with the other side. That was not the case with the admiral. And they took him down. They had conspired together to rescue Stevens. There were drones on scene, surveilling. Hamm was ready to dispatch two helicopters of Marines under his command to rescue Stevens and the bodyguards. Unknown to both men, Obama had implanted, or I should say, actually, Panetta, Defense Secretary, had implanted CIA operatives as their number twos. And so when the order went forth, they were both immediately arrested. Now, Ham backtracked and capitulated, actually embraced the Islamic faith, and he totally backtracked and became one of them. The Admiral wasn't so lucky. The last time we heard from him was 2017, and he was under house arrest in Bremerton, Washington, which is a military base. Coincidentally enough, is where I was at as a little kid when I was 2 years old, and my dad was stationed there. And we don't know anything that's happened since that time. But what we did know was they wanted to rescue Stevens. He would have sung like a canary, and he would have brought down the Obama administration. And this is at a time when Obama was firing command grade officers left and right, which is why these officers wanted him gone and to be exposed for his criminal activities. The plot failed. That's the last time there was a coup. I asked one of my good friends, who was a former high-ranking general, I said, yeah, why don't you just do another coup? And he called me a dumbass, and he said, this was a coup of opportunity. The American people will never accept it. But today's a different time. Today's a different time. The atmosphere may exist where people like the general, the admiral, in bigger numbers may come together and say, we cannot survive as a nation. We will be conquered if we follow Obama, if we follow Biden down this path of self-destruction. Is there a white hat military? I know there are attitudes that would reflect that. Is there a movement? I know of no such thing. As I said, my friend Scotty Sachs gives me, he tells me information that seems to indicate that there is a movement, a preparatory movement. Is it going to make a difference in our future? I will tell you this, Biden said something very accurate. You better get an F-15 if you want to overthrow the government. That's what he said a couple of years ago. He's right. He's right. We will not have a successful civil war emanating from the people. Now, we can take a Gandhi and a Martin Luther King approach. That's a whole different story that I'm going to cover in a different presentation, in a different segment, perhaps even in this show. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to make this very, very clear to everybody. We're on our own right now. There's no one supporting us. Pray for divine intervention and stay tuned. We'll report more as the evidence becomes available. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, back with you in this segment of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us, brought to you by Noble Gold. Don't let the government steal your assets. Don't let the banks, same thing, steal your assets. You're an unsecured creditor under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010. Let Noble Gold help you sort this out so you can save the nest egg you've worked so hard to build. Don't let it go up in smoke. Happened to my mom's side of the family during the Depression when she was a little girl, and they never recovered. They went from riches to rags. Now, we were part of the Ford family, didn't get any help from good old Uncle Henry, but nonetheless, there's lessons to be learned here. I can help you. And I got to tell you, Noble Gold is the only group of people that I would ever, ever trust with this information, your information, your future, your financial future. So let me help you out. What I want you to do is to go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send you everything you need to know so you're not a victim like my mom's side of the family was. That's number one. Number two, you want to have instant access to experts that can help you? Give them a call, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Remember, gold was the best investment last year. It was in 2022, and it will be again in 2024. DaveHodgesGold.com. FTC wants me to tell you that every investment carries inherent risk. Past performance can't indicate future performance in terms of expectations. We agree with that warning, but I will tell you this, there's a reason why not only do I advertise for Noble Gold, I've been a customer for 5 years. DaveHodgesGold.com. All right, let's get down to business here because this is important. Have you asked yourself why there hasn't been any real meaningful medical breakthroughs in between 40 and 50 years? I mean, when we developed the polio vaccine, that actually worked. When we developed antibiotics, lifespan greatly increased. We've had tremendous improvements in longevity. And now we're going back in the other direction. Some people say it's the ceiling effect, Dave. We've really kind of tapped out as long as we can live. No, we haven't. That's a load of nonsense. If you look at the Bible in Genesis, the book of Genesis says that we're programmed to live about 120 years on average. And that's what researchers at Cal Berkeley told me years and years ago when I looked at the product, Juvenon, to increase the telomere length in cells that would increase longevity. And they said the same thing. It's 120 years should be the average. Why aren't we living to that age? Well, number one, if the medical industrial complex were to come up with cures and not treatments for symptoms, they would run out of customers. It'd be like a person that never went back to McDonald's after ordering one time. They depend on repeat business. I mean, honestly, with a few minor breakthroughs, we treat cancer like we did 40 years ago. It's disgusting what's happening in the medical industry, why we're not seeing more breakthroughs. Oh, there's breakthroughs, but there's breakthroughs for thee, but not for me. That's right. Why do you think these globalists like Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, how do they live to be over 100 years of age? Zbigniew Brzezinski, how do they live that long? Because they have access to things that you don't. I'll never forget when Magic Johnson, the great basketball player, when he contracted HIV and he was on a talk show and he said, well, yeah, they came up with this new treatment for me. And now I'm just like a new man. Oh, he got told later and he admitted to this. I was told I better shut up. Yeah, that's true. They will treat their favorite sons and daughters and themselves, but not you. And there's all kinds of scams involved. And let me give you one for you parents, okay? Having been a former classroom teacher and a professor, the rage is, oh, ADHD, Billy can't sit still. We need to medicate the hell out of Billy. Well, first of all, this medication for ADHD is not good for you. That's number one. Number two, it's overprescribed. 20 years ago, the American Pediatric Association, before they became under the control, complete control of the globalists and the medical pharma industrial complex, they were saying, we overprescribe ADHD medication, Ritalin in particular, by over 600%. I actually taught that in my psychology class. Now, let me give you parents something to look at. You go, well, it's true. My son or daughter, they can't sit still. They go kind of crazy in class. Well, number one, they could be bored. But number two, here's your test. Can your kids be on a preferred activity without distraction and going from thing to thing to thing and multitasking constantly? Can they stay on a singular task, a preferred activity, for more than 20 minutes? If they can, they don't have ADHD. But it's all, let's get the pills out, let's prescribe. And the schools have been the biggest drug pushers of them all. I was in shock as a young high school teacher by how many kids got pushed into this. And I'm saying, you know, I'm not an expert in research, at least I wasn't at that time, but I've had enough research and stat classes to know this is not a way that you decide who should have medicine and who shouldn't. And they start passing it out like candy. Did you guys know that? Preferred activities, 20 minutes or longer, you don't have ADHD. Don't medicate your kids. First of all, when you give them this kind of psychotropic medication, it is bad for brain development. The brain, particularly like 8, 10, 12 years of age, they were saying then, don't ever prescribe Ritalin until they're in high school. And then we start hearing about 6-year-olds getting Ritalin. And I'm saying, this is nuts. This is nuts. But they make money. It's like everyone must get a vaccine. You ever seen the, I don't know if you go watch basketball games on there from high schools, but the National Federation, right? They have a site. Before you have the pleasure of watching a game, you have to have the dishonor of watching their ad. Like a penalty kick, like an interception in football, like a block shot in basketball. Defense wins championships. Go on the defensive and take your vaccines. Are you kidding me? Are you seriously kidding me? They're using a high school site like that, and they want people to go just blindly go out and get vaccinated without consulting their doctor. I didn't hear that in that ad. Consult with your doctor and see if it's the right option for you. I wouldn't be bringing that up if they had said that. The medical industry is fraught with fraud. Why else would they need immunity from prosecution? Now they even got the Supreme Court defending their illegal and deadly, in many cases, activities. Roundup, for example, not medicine, but Roundup as a product, is an anomaly because every day big corporations get away with negligence and deadly negligence, and they have complete immunity. And it's disgusting. So the ADHD scam, cancer treatments being the same, minor breakthroughs here and there, but nothing major. Now, here's the big news. Before the COVID pandemic, there were lifespan expectancies in America of 79 years of age. Today, it's under 76. We've lost 3 years of longevity in the same period of time. This is huge. We are 1 year less in life expectancy than the third world country to the south, Cuba. That's right. The average Cuban lives a full year longer across the board than we do. How does that happen when we have medical expenses that we pay 10 times more than the next 10 nations, and yet a third world country in Cuba is living longer than we are? Have you ever been at the doctor's office and seen this? You have an appointment at 2 o'clock. It's 1:59. You know it's getting close. And in comes a beautiful woman with high heels. She looks like she's going, I don't know, she's getting ready to be proposed to. And in comes a well-dressed gentleman, all handsome, young. They're carrying their notebooks. Now your appointment goes from 2 to 2:15 to 2:30. Guess what they're doing? They're pharmaceutical sales reps that sit there in your doctor's office making you late for your appointment while they peddle their pills and pay bonuses to doctors to prescribe this garbage. And they pay incentive bonuses, people. The whole system is for sale. Now, there are doctors that reject this. There are. There are not enough doctors that reject this. The medical pharma industrial complex. Parents, if you gained anything from today, I hope you gained the knowledge that most of your kids do not belong on ADHD medication. They're bored. They're bored. The public schools now, with some exceptions, of course, are about dumbing down the curriculum so even the least motivated, least intelligent can get through. If your kids' average intelligence are better, they're climbing the walls in boredom. That would make me fidget and go from thing to thing. Remember, preferred activity. 20 minutes or longer. If they can do it, they don't have it. And there are strategies you can work with to help get kids to focus even when they're bored. I'll talk about that in another broadcast. Thanks for joining us. God bless all of you. We'll see you back here in the next segment. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And this segment's no different than any other. We're trying to restore power to the people, power to the people, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to be talking to you about some unsolicited information I was sent by a source who's proved reliable before. And many of the facts in here are those that I can confirm. And we're going to go through this, shall we say, posting of what is largely anonymous, but nonetheless, I know some of these things are true. Let's go through it after I tell you that we're brought to you by Noble Gold. Noble Gold is the very best in what we do, which is protecting assets that the banks one day are going to steal or the government's going to confiscate. They're going to use CBDC, social credit, to control you. You need to get outside the system. And we're going to be talking about that a little later about how to be outside the system. But right now, one of the ways you can do it is become a customer of Noble Gold. No pressure, but they do works. I am a customer. I've been advertising for 6 years. I've been a customer for 5 years. That's amazing because it's true and it works. What they do works. Get your money away from the bank for the most part, leave operating capital in, and do it while you still have the ability to do it. How do you do it? Well, go to davehodgesgold.com. That's davehodgesgold.com. And I'll send you an electronic free information packet. No one's going to bug you. And then you'll look at it and you'll say, I got to do this and I got to do it quickly. And you'll call 877-646-5347. The FTC wants me to tell you that all investments carry an inherent risk and past performance can't be indicative of future expectation. We agree with that. Again, I'll remind you, I've been a customer for 5 years. All right, facts or speculation is one of my friends have sent me, and I know some of these are facts. Let's go through these. And there are a total of 7 points, and we'll go through them one at a time. And this will set up the need for you to understand that we have to absolutely get outside their system. The RKM money changers have infiltrated and hijacked most Western governments, okay, large international corporations, and this included America. Main players are BlackRock, I'm adding my part in now, the UN, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and they've done it through things like ESGs. ESGs are crappy investments. I tell you, they're destroying Wall Street while making them think they got to capitulate. Number two, these globalists took a low profile and deployed coronavirus as a sophisticated bioweapon designed to radically reduce the world's population and including the American population. Well, that part's true. We have declined in population from 76 years, excuse me, 79 years of age to a low of 76 years of age. How do we decline by 3 years? When we spend 10 times more than the next 10 nations on healthcare, how does that happen? Good question, isn't it? Should be some Nuremberg treaty hearings. Number three, these same globalist chieftains have faked American presidential elections in 2020. Isn't it interesting that Rudy Giuliani gets hit with a $148 million judgment for saying a rigged election was rigged, while the people who accuse Trump of being a Russian conspiracy collaborator for 3 years, nothing happened to them. Isn't that interesting? But anyway, we are looking at the fact that some people think that it's not the real Biden. And there's a lot of people saying that. I don't know if that's true, but they have hijacked the presidency in this country, and it's being used to tear down America. Number four. These same globalists have provided $5 billion to stage a coup d'etat in Ukraine and then mandated Ukraine continue terror attacks against Donbass and the Russians until the Russians had enough and started a war. Now, what's interesting is Putin is coming out the good guy on this, and I'm not a Putin supporter, but he reactivated the Eastern Orthodox Christian churches. Okay, they worked with the clergy to set policies that support God, country, and family. And Russia is increasing in strength in solidarity while they destroyed Ukraine and set the stage for what the globalists want, World War III. Number five, America continues to be attacked as a nation under globalists placed there by Democratic Party puppets who have been mass mind controlled. And I covered that earlier today on how that happens with techniques used by the CIA, such as, well, predictive programming. But what I talked about this morning was the fact that they induce learned helplessness through big tech that they control. These Democratic operatives wage a war against all Americans with the globalists who open the southern borders, flood us with people that deculturize America, put thousands, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of terrorists in our country, including Chinese military that we've documented. Have you seen my piece with Paul Preston? Yeah, exactly. Okay. And these illegals are being transported to the border by these NGOs controlled by the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, George Soros, and so forth. And they are ruining America. By the way, they're getting free places to live. They're getting work permits. Total violation of Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. Doesn't matter. We're not following our own rules because we've had a coup d'etat in the White House. By the way, I covered this with Paul Preston in an interview I did with him, that the Border Patrol people tell me that their supervisors radio down into Mexico and tell them when it's time to send the next batch up. Collusion from top to bottom. Not everyone in DHS and Border Patrol is on board. This is one of the reasons why Doug Thornton quit DHS. Many of these illegals are put in expensive hotels, sanctuary cities paid for by the cities at citizen expense. And Putin and Iran now have shared secret new weapons, which include interdimensional weapons, quantum physics, scalar-based, and they're superior, and they can warp time, neutralize power plants, disarm nuclear warheads on the ground or in flight. Boy, is that scary, but with my knowledge of physics, told you it's been my hobby for 30 years. We are already been there. We've been there for 50 years. This is technology that's been withheld from the American people, but it's not being withheld from our enemies' armies. Some insiders have claimed that the globalist master plan is to defeat a full-scale nuclear war if their deep population plans are not as effective as they hope. These globalists plan to go into the deep underground bunkers or off-planet, depending on their status and rank. Basically, these globalists, 12 of them that run the world's political system, want to destroy all of God's creation. I've covered this. We have two DNA on the planet. Go back to Genesis 6, verse 4, and it talks about the fact that the Nephilim, fallen angels, cast down to earth, and they were there afterwards. After what? The flood. Two DNA, and they're trying to destroy us using human proxies that they bribe, they buy off, they blackmail. The Clintons are prime examples of this. And they are going after the destruction of humanity. This is their revenge against God. In Vance Davis's NSA NATO training, they taught him war in the cosmos, good guys, bad guys fought, bad guys lost, cast down to earth. And they wanted to take the human soul as rebellion against God, but they couldn't figure out how to do it. So they morphed into destruction of humanity and melding themselves into a singularity concept of man and machine, transhumanism. Transhumanism is the ultimate in satanic participation. That's my two cents. That's not from this source. And it fits right into what they're saying here. The one thing that I think is painfully obvious is these global masters have great power over the masses through their Babylonian money, magic, interest-bearing fiat debt note system. That's one. Two, they're moving us into CBDC, which will keep us from rebelling. We have choices to be in a parallel economy, which I'm going to cover later. But if they herd us into smart cities and we're in that system we've talked about, there will be no rebellion that'll be effective from a consumer standpoint. These 12 love to start and run wars so often that it reduces the population, and they basically love the blood sacrifices. They're behind the child sex trafficking rings, the fentanyl that comes into the country. They love death and destruction. Adrenochrome, folks, that's real. That's real. And that's their attraction to the kids. We're dealing with Satan. And one of the things I covered with New Year's resolutions in a previous article today, I want to say this very clearly. None of them were about spirituality. and you can't win a spiritual war on a physical dimension, we better get right with God. This is for your edification. Tell me what you think. Leave me a comment. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for joining us. God bless everybody. This is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. And I'm sure a lot of you agree, this is real.